attorney, Alan Boser. Alan, welcome back to Hardline.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So, Alan, how did we get to this point, and where do we move on from here?
Well, we got to this point because we have a number of people who are concerned about the health issues in the vicinity of Route 33 when it goes right through the heart of east side of Buffalo. We got here because there are a lot of people in Buffalo who resent that the state took away 43 acres of parkland 50, 60 years ago. Buffalo was a beautiful city within a park when the DOT came in, and without proper approval, as we have discovered, they took away 43 acres of parkland, and now a lot of the people in the city of Buffalo want those acres back. So where do we go? We will be in court with further proceedings, and I'm very optimistic in light of the ruling we got from the appellate division on Friday.
So this lawsuit would challenge anything that's not filling in the expressway, correct?
This lawsuit challenges any non-park use of property owned by the city of Buffalo, which happens to be Humboldt Parkway. That's correct.
Now, we know the DOT is going around doing meetings around the city. What do you know about that? And do you feel that we could see a parkway put back all these years later in this kind of reversal of the tunnel idea?
Well, two questions there. So, number one, I have been to a DOT meeting. I've seen their presentations. I believe DOT is an excellent organization for following the purpose that they are given, and that is getting commuters from point A to point B. They're very good at building roads and building bridges. So they are reaching out to the community. I've been there and I've heard the community. The first one I went to, I think 80% of the comments were, fill it in and give us back our parkway. Your second question was, can we see a parkway reinstated? Well, the law is pretty clear that you cannot take parkland away from residents of a city. So we're really there on behalf of the residents of the city of Buffalo. And yes, we are optimistic with a proper court ruling that at this point where the DOT is ready to do something about Route 33 through the city of Buffalo, I am optimistic that we could have DOT put our parkway back the way it was before they destroyed it.
Alan, I'm not sure how much you can comment on this, but the challenges to your lawsuit, what are some of the arguments against your lawsuit that have been made?
Well, one challenge against our lawsuit on the parkland issue was incredibly that Humboldt Parkway was not a park. Anybody who lives in Buffalo, especially around the parkway system, Bidwell Parkway, Chapin Parkway, knows that people from the community are using the parkland in these parkways regularly. Yesterday morning, there was a farmer's market over on Bidwell Parkway. There are concerts in the parkway. Chapin Parkway, you go there, you see kids playing out in the Meridian. And this is what was going on with Humboldt Parkway up until it was destroyed. So that was one issue that came up. The other issue was concerning the health aspects, because we have two claims in the lawsuit. One is, you took our parkland, give it back. Number two is, what you've done in putting that concrete strip and funneling 70,000 cars a day through the east side of Buffalo has created a lot of noxious fumes that have affected adversely the health of the community. And they came in and they said, well, you know, that's too bad. But if you put those vehicles back on the radial roads, you're going to affect the communities in that area. Our response to that is, Buffalo was built for radial roads to carry traffic. That's what they're supposed to do. Don't funnel 70,000 cars through the east side of Buffalo. Put them back on Genesee, Broadway, Walden, where they belong and where Buffalo provided for them to be. So they push back on that issue as well. But the citizens in that area are suffering horrendous rates of illness. The federal health statistics, we didn't make this up, federal health statistics show that the occurrence of heart disease, of lung disease in the area right along the 33 is in the top 99 percentile illness rate in America. And that's purely unacceptable.
Alan, obviously, it's old news, but the first time around, the state decided to go with the tunnel idea. The governor came here, pretty much walked right by the protesters that were saying exactly what you were saying about air pollution. Do you think you have the state's ear more this time? And do you think, and I know we talked about the lawsuit, what the lawsuit says, but do you think that the fill-in is the top option of the state going into this?
I don't think the state to this point has accepted that they should return Humboldt Parkway to the residents of the city of Buffalo. I don't think they've accepted that yet. The tunnel concept was originally something that could health-wise have improved the area around the three-quarter mile, and that's just one-fourth of the expressway. They had promoted a tunnel where they would filter the air coming out of the tunnel. But then something happened, and 3 or 4 years ago, they dropped the filtering idea, and DOT itself admitted that what would occur is having 70,000 cars go through a tunnel every day, you are confining those noxious fumes and exhaust gases, and they would come out as plumes at the end. When they got rid of the filtering idea, what they ended up with was plumes of gas coming out each end of this tunnel, and so you would have concentrated noxious fumes and gases. Those gases and exhaust fumes that are harming and injuring my neighbors would be concentrated at each end of the tunnel, was the way they finally promoted it, and that was completely unacceptable.
So, Alan, when does this lawsuit see a courtroom again?
Probably in 2 weeks. We will be in front of Judge Koliakovo. He's an excellent judge. We're confident he will listen to the arguments. But the appellate division really confined the issues at stake on the parkland side to say, was Humboldt Parkway treated as parkland? And we have 80 years of history of the Parks Department taking care of Humboldt Parkway. We have 80 years of history of people playing in the Meridian, having church picnics out there, having horseback riding. We have 80 years of history of Humboldt Parkway being used as parkland, and that issue now has been pretty well narrowed that we are very optimistic in going forward. On the health side of things, we're going to need some studies done to show the cause and effect of the noxious fumes and gases and how it is affecting those residents. So we have the health studies showing 99 percentile illnesses in that area, top 99 percentile in America. We need to simply say what common sense says, and that is when you put 70,000 cars a few feet from people's houses on a daily basis, yes, they are injured by what is going on. So we're optimistic going back in front of the judge. We hope to be there in a couple weeks.
This might be a little too early to ask, or may have already been answered, but I know this happened on Friday. Do you expect an appeal from the DOT?
I'm not in the DOT's boardroom. I don't know what they will do. I think the final appeal would be to the Court of Appeals, which might very well say, go through the trial court system in front of Judge Koliakovo, give us a full record of the illnesses in that area, of the parkland use, then come back to us, might say the Court of Appeals. So I think it's a little premature. It's possible that they will try and appeal, but we intend to go full steam ahead in the trial court to build our record, to get people to testify, number one, to their use of the parkland over those years, and number two, as to the ill effects being caused by the state maintaining and operating a highway with those cars. So I can't answer your question directly, but we think it would be premature to have any further appeal at this time.
Alan, obviously this is something you've been working on for a while now, and I'm a history of Buffalo nerd. I couldn't tell you the history about many things, but I'm always fascinated by the history of Buffalo. In your research in doing this, of all places, why was it the Humboldt Parkway that was selected to be torn apart for the 33?
Well, I got an easy answer for you, because when they pushed the 198 through Delaware Park, one of the state officials was on record as saying, we did this because it's vacant land, and vacant land is the easiest to take. One person's vacant land, it means there are no structures on it, and another person's is Delaware Park, Humboldt Parkway. Humboldt Park, designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, the foremost landscape designer in the entire world. Buffalo was the envy of the world with what some people called vacant land, but other people called the jewels of the park system. Delaware Park is a jewel that is worldwide reputation for having been designed by Olmsted as a beautiful, beautiful park. And Humboldt Parkway, again, DOT regarded it as vacant land. It was known at one point as the most beautiful boulevard in the entire world. That's what Olmsted talked about. And Olmsted talked about Buffalo as being the best designed city in the entire world. And look what happened. They came in. They took this in the name of urban renewal back in the 50s and 60s, and they destroyed what made Buffalo a very special place. Any Saturday, Sunday, any day of the week, you go to Bidwell Parkway, Chapin Parkway, Delaware Park, you will find residents using the park system designed by Olmsted. And what we want to do is we want to reinstate the design that made Buffalo famous as the best planned city in the world.
So with that in mind, does your lawsuit have any effect on the 198? Because I know there's also been complaints about its existence.
It does directly on the 198 from Agassiz Circle going east to East Delavan. That is a mile-long section of the Humboldt Parkway that was torn up for the 198, and we want to put it back to what it was, Humboldt Parkway. So it does have an effect on 198. Going west from Agassiz Circle through Delaware Park, that's not another. That's a different story. It is not part of our lawsuit, but hey, who knows? It may see its own lawsuit in the future.
Went to college right on the 198 in the school that was formerly known, Madai College. Alan, really appreciate your time this Sunday morning, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.